Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shree Cement Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Sahadeo from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Palak. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY27 earnings call of Shree Cement. From the management, we have with us Mr. Ashok Bhandari, Mr. Subhash Jajoo, Mr. S.H. Khandelwal, and Mr. K.K. Jain. So without any further ado, I hand over the floor to Mr. Ashok Bhandari for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Navin. Good evening, everybody. Before we start the actual Q&A, I just want to make two specific points. Point number one is that I've been pointing out to you guys that this time has probably come when we should look at consolidated numbers instead of standalone. This quarter, almost 10% of the turnover has been contributed by my overseas subsidiaries and a 100% subsidiary in India, and the standalone number is about 88-89% only. All these are cement businesses, so we would like to request everybody to start looking at the consolidated results and not standalone results. Going forward, I sincerely believe that due to doubling of capacity at Ras Al Khaimah in UAE, which should be on stream by third quarter 2026-27, and increasing penetration into eastern market, the Shree Cement East performance should also improve. And going forward, in not too distant future, probably the standalone Shree Cement should constitute about 75%-80% of total revenue, and the other constituents will have 20%-25% of revenue. So to have a more transparent and clearer picture on how we are faring in our gray cement business, it is better to look at consolidated numbers. This is point number one. The second point is that you have to appreciate what kind of hardships we had to face because of the Middle East war. Three things happened. Number one, the petcoke which were contracted for could not reach us, which had to make us shift the fuel from petcoke to coal. The percentage of petcoke reduced from 54% to 9%, whereas coal increased to 74% from 26%. Now, the other point is that the contracted gypsum quantity out of Oman could not reach us. Now, both had a similar effect. They both adversely affected the cost of production of the company. If the Omani gypsum was not available, we had to procure it, more expensive gypsum of lower quantity domestically. If petcoke was not available, then we had to go for lower quality coal, which was available at a more expensive cost. Because of these two factors, two things happened. The raw material per se went up because the gypsum prices went up. Number two, because of lower quality of coal, our conversion factor, means clinker to cement ratio, changed, which increased the component of clinker in my cement, and this is because high ash content coal, when physically and chemically reacts with the liquefied calcium oxide, the absorption of ash increases in clinker. If the clinker has more in situ ash, then I get limited on my conversion factor and I have to reduce the quantum of pozzolanic or other cementitious material. Ipso facto, this both resulted into higher cost of production and also affected my trade sales. Because if I am making, if my conversion factor is going low, that means I am producing more OPC. And the biggest market for OPC is non-trade sale. So on one hand, I had a cost push. On the other hand, I had more quantity to sell in non-trade section. Both resulted into slightly lower realization and relatively higher cost of production. However, let me tell you, this in no way indicates what we intend to do in future. We intend to go back to our old philosophy of it keep on increasing the conversion factor, optimizing the cost, and keep on pushing trade sales, number one. Number two, which you have to also bear in mind, that the cement which will be produced and the pertinent and the embedded fuel cost has almost peaked out in our case. The lower cost contracted petcoke had not reached, which has started reaching now. It was substituted by higher cost. We are at about, instead of guiding 1.82 per kilocalorie cost, we almost touched 1.95. And I feel, barring anything untoward happening in the Gulf War, the fuel price have almost peaked out. The PVC prices have started coming down. My packing cost has already started reducing. So, though I had in last con call said that my cost will peak out in Q2 because of these factors, I think we have almost peaked out in Q1. And if anything untoward doesn't happen in Middle East, this cost should more or less stabilize or rather go down because raw material cost should also come down. Having said this, now I am opening the floor for question answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi sir, good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are very fast.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Great, sir. Yeah, thanks for an opening presentation. Quite enlightening. Sir, first on the housekeeping numbers, what was the fuel cost for Q1 blended and trade sale mix? And, you know, the fuel mix you already mentioned. And what was the clinker factor and also cement realization?
Arre bhai, aapse to teen char baat pooch li. Tino-charo baat is there in my opening statement. I have said that my fuel cost for the quarter was 1.95 per kilocalorie. I have said that I had to push more of non-trade sale because the conversion factor had come down. Number three, you have asked about realization. I will give it to Mr. Jain, who will give you exact realization number of trade and non-trade. And number four, you have said that what is the mix of trade and non-trade, that also Mr. Jain can give you.
Over yes, sir. And clinker, sir.
Hi. Yeah, the sales realization is 4919 per MT against
Indian
rupee, 4919 against 4854 last June 25.
This is Indian operation only.
Yes, 4884.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
what was the clinker factor, sir?
The clinker conversion is 1.5, so for current quarter against the 1.58 of the corresponding quarter.
Okay.
And
trade mix and blended cement.
It's a 62% is the trade against 71% in June 25, and 60% blend ratio against the 70% of June 25.
Understood, understood. That's okay. So you mentioned that the fuel mix were expensive when you moved to thermal coal or you purchased to India. So when you normalize this basis fuel procurement, which is now coming into Q2, how should the blended fuel cost look for Q2, assuming if the things remain steady where they are?
Bhandari here. Ravi.
Yeah, hi, sir.
I had told you that our fuel cost has almost peaked out, barring nothing untoward happening in Middle East.
Correct.
We are looking at 1.95 today. It may hardly go up by 2-3 paisa, but that doesn't materially change the cost equation.
Okay, understood. So this is with the petcoke which you have, which were to be received from Gulf region.
Which was contracted for. And of course, if anything drastic happens in Middle East, it may or the equation may change completely. But as
sure,
on date,
sure.
we don't feel that there will be material increase. The one point, Rajesh, you have to understand is, in spite of all these challenges, quarter-on-quarter, year-on-year volume growth is standing at staggering
phenomenal
17%+.
Perfect, right. So this was my next question. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And that was the next question, sir. What is the outlook on the volume now?
No, it's not the focus on volume or anything. We had never lost. We are never volume focused. We are profit focused. We have never changed our focus. You will never find us changing our focus. Because of 17% growth already, I can please understand. You have to appreciate this very clearly. I had guided in March con call that we should do 40 million tons in 2026-2027. We have already done from Indian operation about 10.4-10.5 in Q1. We are on track to do 9-9.5 in Q2. So by HY 2026-2027, HY1 2026-2027, we should be at about 19.5-20 million tons. You also have to remember that if you look at the general sales mix of the industry, 48% of the quantity gets sold in first 6 months and 52% in next 6 months. If we can, God's blessing, if we can do 20 million tons, then you can do your own calculation, see that we can go up from 40 to maybe 40.5 or 41. But I'm not guiding that. I'm still sticking to my guidance of 40 million tons, and I'm saying that as on date, the things as they stand today, we should reach 40 million tons, and we should deliver healthier profits Q2 onwards.
Great, sir. And sir, just continuing on this realization, which you mentioned 4919 for June quarter, and which was 4752. So despite selling higher volumes in non-trade, you were able to see a decent improvement in realization by around 160 rupees. Is this understanding correct?
Yes, your understanding is the numbers say so. What you have to understand is that this is again, you are just looking at standalone. If you look at the console, which you, I request all analysts to please pay heed to this advice. Henceforth, we will be talking of console volumes, console EBITDA. We will not be talking about which constitute what, where it has come from. Grey Cement business, total Shree Cement, including its subsidiaries, will be delivering a number which should be accepted, which will be, which will be, and an EBITDA, total EBITDA. That's it. If you look
so can
at
we have the console volumes? Yeah.
One thing. If you look at the consolidated, the volume stands at 114.5 for the quarter.
Okay.
The operational EBITDA without other income, repeat, without other income, stands at 1272. The corresponding numbers, June 25, the volume was 99.6. Consol, huh? Remember, these are consol
yes,
numbers.
Yes. Correct.
Operational EBITDA was 1333.
Mm-hmm.
And operational EBITDA per ton was 1339. Whereas this quarter, we have done 1111, four times one. So though we have taken the beating on EBITDA per ton, but I explained to you that this was majorly because of our shift from pet coke to coal, which we were forced to, and lack of availability of Omani gypsum, which had cascading
yes,
effect on raw material cost, conversion factor change has compounded the effect on raw material cost, our total costing, and increase in non-trade sale has had some depressing effect on my premium sales.
Great, sir. Could you also share March 26 console volume, sir?
26 console?
March 26. Huh.
March 26 console was 119.4.
Okay. And for full year was around...
One second. You please hear me out. So there is a dip from 119.4 to 114.5. Unconsolidated, isn't it? Now, this
yes.
dip is majorly because of practically no sales in May and April and May in UAE because of war.
Mm-hmm.
And please understand that UAE, we are doubling. We are going to touch 7 million tons by Q3 FY26-27. So this number will keep on increasing, my friend. And that is why
yes.
I'm requesting everybody to start looking Sri from consolidated angle and not from standalone angle.
Yes, this is great. This will make it more comparable and this also enhances the overall profitability numbers for Sri.
My friend.
Great, sir. I'll come back in queue. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Hi. Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. A question on the non-trade. While you said that because of the issues in availability of gypsum and pet coke, there was impact on fuel cost.
Mr. Brahaka, let me tell you one thing, please. Gypsum has no role to play in shift from trade to non-trade. It is only that weaker quality of coal affects my clinker quality, which affects my conversion pattern, and that affects my trade sale. My non-trade sale, I had to increase because my conversion factor was lower and I had to go into the non-trade segment. Please be very clear, gypsum has no role to play in trade or non-trade. Gypsum has a role to play in affecting my raw material cost.
Sure. And could you repeat that again? That's what my confusion was, like why you had to shift to non-trade because of this. So you mentioned that the clinker is something you said.
No, I could not get you. What have you said? One second.
No, could you please repeat, why you had shift to non-trade because of the West Asia crisis?
I explained to you, my friend, pet coke has very low ash. It has hardly 1% ash. So coal or fuel, solid fuel, chemically and physically reacts with the limestone throughput. If I have very low quantity of ash in my fuel, the ash absorbs in clinker will also be very low. If I am using a 20% ash content coal, the ash absorption in clinker increases. That means in situ or within the molecule of clinker, because of low quality coal, more ash is there. So I cannot dilute the clinker by adding more and more pozzolanic material. I have to use less and less pozzolanic material. That means more gypsum is to be consumed. Now gypsum itself became expensive. Clinker is 2/3 of the cost of production. If that component has come down from 1.58 to 1.50, please understand it will have its own cascading effect. And that is why, and if I am having a lower conversion factor, I will have to look at primarily OPC buyers. If I am looking at OPC buyers, then non-trade is the only segment where I can sell. But this is all 1/4 delta. This is all the effect in this quarter. I don't think this is a very unique situation which we have faced. I don't think this will repeat in future. Provided nothing explodes in Middle East.
Sure. On a more sustainable basis, what is the trade non-trade mix that you would like to have then?
I would like to go back to 70% and 30% non-trade here. But figures would write.
Sure.
Why should I not write all our the history of this company proves that we have been champions in trade sales. It is only because of this typical problem of low quality coal to be consumed because of Middle East war that I had to reduce my conversion factor, which stunted my growth in trade sales. And I have to necessarily address non-trade markets. Am I correct?
Okay. Got it. And also RMC performance, if you could share in the quarter.
RMC, now let us understand. We have 26 operational plants. We had 19 at the beginning of the year. We have added 8 plants in this quarter. We intend to add another 10 plants in next quarter. But please, RMC as on date is almost a profit neutral game. As we learn the business, as we start pushing more volumes, the operating efficiency itself should bring the EBITDA of this business to at about 5% levels. But as on date, RFC is not meaningfully contributing to my bottom line. Correct.
Got it. And sure, that's it. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Kunal Shah from DAM Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi, sir. So, just first question on this 17% volume growth. Could you
Kunal, I'm sorry, I can't hear you properly.
Kunal, sir, can you please use your handset? Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, it's the answer. Yeah. So this is the first question on the India operations and the 17% volume growth. Could you just help with how would this growth be looking across our regions, basically primarily between North, East and South, and also some understanding on the regional utilization as well during 1Q?
I am giving the line to Mr. Subhash Jaju. He has all the numbers. He'll be here.
Hi, good afternoon, Kunal. First, coming to your question on capacity utilization, so the North saw a capacity, for North it is 66%, for East it is 60%, and for South it is 57%. Overall it is 62%, which was almost the same. Obviously, this is at an expanded base, because a lot of capacities have also come up. Now, on your question on which region saw the maximum growth as compared to last year, so South, since the new plant has come in, so our growth was more in like 50 sales increase from 11 lakh tons to almost 16.9 lakh tons. And in North, there was a growth of 20%. So these two regions saw the maximum highest growth. East was almost flat as compared to last year.
Kunal, I would like to add one more thing. The South's increase in South capacity utilization and highest growth is a factor of our selling more in the states of Maharashtra and Gujarat and not only South. South feeds West India market. So we had been able to push our sales in Maharashtra and Gujarat majorly.
Understood. This is helpful, sir. Just a follow-up here. This is an observation. Given that the East utilization, we have a lot of room there, and we're looking at flat volumes. So is it that the overall, I mean, the industry Eastern market was flat, or you've chosen not to?
No. You, for comparison's sake, you look at Nuvama results. You look at the conversion factor of Nuvama. They had a conversion factor of 1.7. And they could do that because they had better quality coal and they had better accessibility to slag. If I reach 1.7, I will beat Nuvama hands down. I had a problem with my coal quality, so I had to keep my conversion factor constrained, and that is why I could not grow in East that much. I have in the beginning of the call stated that on a consolidated basis, Shri will gradually reduce from today 88-89, Shri standalone will gradually reduce from 88-89 to 75%. That means Shri Cement East volumes and UAE volumes will go up substantially. Now this is a 5-year plan, give or take 5% here or there. But please understand that the East is typically a trade market. Trade, you can push more of higher conversion factors cement, and this time because of the coal quality, I could not increase the conversion factor. It is not that the slag is not available or slag is not available. It is only constrained by my own processes, disabilities due to low quality coal.
Understood. This is very helpful, sir. And just to close the loop on the cost bit, as you mentioned, most of the impact has been absorbed during 1Q. So is it fair to assume that 2Q, you're just broadly looking at operating deleverage, I mean, that which would be seasonal, and most of the West Asia crisis, the impact would be over, I mean, given the situation remains status quo?
That is what I said, my friend, that if nothing drastic happens in Middle East, you should be able to look at, except for the quantitative variation which is seasonal, you should see better profitability. Because my cost, which was likely to peak out in Q2 in fuel, has almost peaked out. I am saying again the word almost. Don't take it that if I have 5 paisa increase in fuel cost next quarter, you will say, sir, aapko bole same tha. No. We expect, as on date, the fuel cost should not shoot up, provided calm prevails in Middle East and in the minds of our great U.S. President, Mr. Donald Trump.
Understood, sir. This is very helpful and all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Pinakin from HSBC. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Sir, my first question is, while second quarter is seasonal quarter, if the external environment does not change, the energy prices, petcoke prices are wherever they are, should the second half operating cost be lower than the first half operating cost?
My dear friend, we anticipate so. But then we, as you may be aware, we never give any EBITDA projections or anything because it is not in our hand. It is market related. Today, as we are sitting on 31st July, I can share with you that we have sold 3.1 million tons in this month. The demand is okay. our plants are operating okay. The fuel cost has not substantially increased. And if calm remains in Middle East, it should not substantially increase. The gypsum cost should come down. The conversion factor should increase because of larger quantity of pet coke being used, which all should result into better profit.
Got it, sir. So my second...
Why wait up to HY2? Look at Q2 only, which is just 3 months away.
Got it, sir. So my second question is, you mentioned that whatever happened in the trade versus non-trade, will the situation normalize in the second quarter of trade sales going back to your historical averages, or you see that happening gradually in the second half?
Hopefully, yes.
Hopefully, yes. And as you normalize and sell more in the trade segment versus 1Q, that should have a positive impact on pricing and EBITDA profitability, right?
That is a logical conclusion.
Got it, sir. And lastly, sir, how are prices today versus the June quarter averages in your key markets?
We have not even entered our month here. How do I give you that number?
We have given you
the number for June quarter 26 vis-a-vis June quarter 25. You are asking what is the average as on 31st July, we are quite advanced in our digitization, but unfortunately I am not, I don't have the grip on that number. You can send a mail to Jaju or Mr. Jain subsequently and we will reply to this.
Got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Siddharth from Kotak Securities. Please proceed with your question.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just wanted to check, out of our around 200 odd crore EBITDA, which is not in the standalone entity, what was the share of UAE? Because you said the share of UAE went down drastically this quarter due to the war.
Then come back again, please.
Sir, out of the total... EBITDA, which is there in consolidated but not in standalone statements, which is around 200 odd crores, what proportion is from UAE?
Well, I would not like to go into that kind of details for various reasons. But then it is out of UAE only. So you can do your calculations, whatever you want to do. I will not go into specific number game. You are interested in Grey Cement business EBITDA. We have given you Grey Cement consolidated business EBITDA. We have given you Grey Cement consolidated quantity. You figure it out, my friend.
Let me put it another way. Basically, what is the number sitting in Indian operations which is not there in our standalone statement?
My dear friend, I know how to catch the nose both ways, straight and roundabout. You're not going to get this answer from me.
Okay, sir. No worries. Just a question, sir, on the freight cost. Sir, I noticed that they are lower quarter on quarter despite this diesel price hike. So, sir, any
lower
comments
what?
On this, sir?
Lower
cost.
What?
Freight cost. Lower what? Freight cost,
lower
sir.
Freight cost, yeah. You do your math again. It's not lower.
Okay, sir. Just a final bookkeeping question. So, what would be our depreciation and tax rate for this year?
2,400 to 2,500 crore is the depreciation number. And the tax rate would be about 30%.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Rahul Gupta from Morgan Stanley. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Just continuing on the previous question, in the last quarter you highlighted that the UAE business reported 47 AED per ton of EBITDA. What would be that number in this quarter?
I am not going to share it.
Then, sir, it's a request that please disclose the number for expanding your business up there?
I have understood your request, and I am just with folded hands saying that I will not disclose this number.
Got it. Thank you so much.
We had not disclosed 47 AED as EBITDA last quarter as well. Last quarter, we had only discussed standalone. This is the first time we are talking about consolidated results.
Sir, you had reported 247 AED of revenues. What would be that number this quarter?
My dear friend, 247 AED is what? What is that number? What
the revenues for the UAE business? So what would be the similar revenues for the first quarter?
I am again saying, I have given you the quantity, I am not going to give you the numbers.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Jasandeep Singh Chadda from Nomura. Please proceed with your question.
Chadda sir, where are you all these days?
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is largely on the demand front. Will it be possible to give some, regional trend, what you're seeing in different regions, both for the industry and Shree Cement?
Jaju just shared how we fared in Q1.
No, sir, second quarter.
20% incremental demand in East. And how much was South?
South was significantly better because of new operations.
South, you see, we had started new plant, plus we could penetrate the West India market. So he has given you those. Nevertheless, pan India, the industry is expected to grow at about 7 to 8%. We hope to catch up with 10%. 35.4 is what we did last year, and I'm right at about 40 this year.
Understood, sir. I was actually, looking forward to second quarter this month. How you've seen the impact of.
From Bombay, you can't look up to Calcutta, so travel 2,000 kilometers.
Definitely, sir. So my second question is largely on CapEx. If you can, share the CapEx guidance for FY 2027-28, and also on the Northeast front.
Total capex I had guided Q4 about 1500 crore. For in Q1 we have done 456 crore. I maintain my guidance at about 1500 crore for the year.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. And for North Heat, sir, although you will be commissioning that plant in FY 2029, end of FY 2028,
Q4 2028.
Yes, Q4 FY 2028. Just wanted to understand how the economics will be or margins will be when we compare it to our eastern assets.
You have misread one number. You are getting guided by 1800 crore for 1 million ton plant. Correct? So you are saying 18,000 rupees per ton capital cost. How the viability will come up. So please understand that we have enough limestone in that region to go up to 4 to 5 million tons. We are creating the infrastructure for 4 to 5 million ton of final capacity. It is not that the first million ton is going to eat up entire capital. The facility is being created for 4 to 5 million ton. 1 million we are starting to test the market and see how fast we can grow in that market. There are only two regions in Northeast which can have cement, Assam and Meghalaya.
Meghalaya.
Right? There is almost a duopoly there, Star and Dalmia. So you know how things shape up where duopolies are there. So fine. And we have never proven ourselves to be running fast enough to acquire $5 EBITDA plants at $110 capex. So we are taking learning steps. We'll take our steps. And maybe then we should be able to come to 4 to 5 million ton of final capacity. It will take a short time. But we You have to create the visibility accordingly.
No, understood, sir. Thank you so much. It means that subsequent, you know, capex will be at lower rate. Just one, if I can squeeze in one. And just one last question, sir, if I can squeeze in that. Over the last year, Shree Cement was doing a drive of improving realization. Until last quarter, the drive had worked very well. You have reduced the, you know, the gap to around 10 to 12 rupees per bag, if I'm not wrong. Any improvement on that front in this quarter or for this year that you're
In this quarter, there has been no improvement, but we are at it. This quarter, please understand, Chalasan, I had a lower quality of cement to sell, or I had lower conversion factor. So I was fighting on production front, I was fighting on cost front, I was trying to push sales in non-trade segment. So this was not the ideal quarter. This was a very difficult quarter, and we feel going forward, we should be on track to try and catch up the delta.
No, understood, sir. It makes sense. And I'll soon see you in Kolkata, sir. Thank you so much.
Please.
I'll join you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, would you like to highlight any specific cost levers that we are working on? Would love to hear from you commentary specifically on freight, rakes, railway siding. I think that is one.
Okay. Now listen, let me give you an insight. At what cents the fuel cost you can buy electrical commercial vehicles at 2.5 times cable cost? A 40 lakh commercial vehicle, ICE based, means diesel based, costs us 1 crore for electric, but then the cost of fuel comes to 1/10. Now we are working on the viability. We are working on all kind of adjustments in that. We are committed to commission about 100 commercial ECVs, e-commercial vehicles in this year, and hopefully it should keep us in good stead. Not only this, in our mining activity, where we use a lot of dumpers and dozers and things like that, there is a good possibility of electric vehicles being substituting diesel vehicles. So we are working on all that. Those are new cost levers. We are, of course, keeping on looking for renewable energies. You will be surprised to note that our renewable energy component to total energy has increased from 61 to 65% in this quarter. So we are working on all those levers. The freight means the lead distance, yes, we are working on it. The railway sidings, we have asked under the, what is that scheme? Gati Shakti scheme. We have given some contracts, but the railways deliver at their own cost, at their own pace. So all these are there. I had repeatedly told all you guys that the focus of Shree is not volume or top line. We are bottom line focused, and we'll do all such things which augments our bottom line. And this is the record of Shree for last 40 years plus.
Correct. So would it be possible for you to quantify how much was the volumes by rail, say, last year?
Rail was about 11% or
9%.
Rail, we could do only 9% last year, in this quarter.
Okay. And sir, last quarter, you had indicated that we were exploring BESS as well. Any progress over here? You had indicated that we could potentially place it at several of our plants.
You mean to say battery energy storage systems?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we have identified a few. We have implemented in a small way, and if it succeeds, we'll go whole off.
Sir, will it be possible for you to explain?
Once again, BESS, you have to understand, the biggest bottleneck in using BESS is that if you put in 100 units, you can extract only 85 units. 15% of the total energy stays within the BESS system. Whatever cost advantage or disadvantage we have to load it with a factor of 85% availability to come to actual cost benefit analysis. Now these are all theoretical calculations. That's why we have put in a small system, see how it works, what the viability is, and then we can always multiply that number.
Sure, sir. And sir, just two linked questions. Sir, I think one of the quarters you had indicated that we are looking at material besides fly ash as an alternative, basically in blended cement, sir, if you could...
No, I should come back again. What fly ash?
Besides fly ash, we were looking at other cementitious material which can actually go into PPC. Any update over here, sir?
No, we are still looking around. We still have got something. We can still use a few things. I would not like to share it for trade reasons. But yes, we are working at additional cementitious material to increase or improve the conversion factor or bring my cost down.
Okay. And sir, just last one. Clinker factor, sir, how much was it for the quarter and any aspirations say, year out for that?
We were at 1.58 June 25 quarter. We are in this quarter 1.56.
Okay. This is fine, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you. Maybe just wanted to follow up question on the Northeast on the timeline of April 28. In the media, we keep seeing all these news around public protest, public hearing protest and all. Just and given
morning,
the logistical challenge.
Today morning, 8:30, there was a meeting and all approvals are in place. This is as of today morning, 8:30 meeting.
Okay.
So all your media reports you can put through, you can show them.
Okay. So just given the logistical challenges setting up a plant in Northeast,
it's never easy to make money, my friend. So we have, we don't mind meeting all those challenges. And we have proven. We are the only Guinness Book World Record holder of commissioning a brownfield plant within 14 months. So please don't doubt our capabilities.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sahadio from ICICI Securities Limited. Please proceed with your question.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Two questions. So you gave the console volumes as well as, of course, the standalone volumes are reported in the press release. The difference is roughly 1 million ton. And there is, of course, a calculated difference in the console EBITDA and standalone. So is that on a per ton basis a representative?
You are missing a point. In console, I have two more businesses. One is Sri Cement East, where there is a gray cement volume.
Right.
The other is I have an AAC plant. The third is we operate through a 100% subsidiary, a station at Raipur. So itna aasan nahi hai, Babu. That you deduct this, you see the volume, divide it by volume and say, hey, 2500 rupiah ton is the AED, 2500 rupiah ton is the EBITDA at UAE. No, you can't fathom it like that. I'm not giving you the number, But then, I am saying that henceforth, please look at consolidated number only.
Yeah, sure, appreciate that. My second question then was on the RMC. So in the previous quarter, I think revenues were about 90 crores, but we are scaling this up. Full year revenue also were around 240 odd crores. So is it possible to share Q1 RMC?
One second. Come back again. I'm sorry, I missed the question.
My question was on RMC.
Your voice is cracking, my friend.
Okay, I'll speak a little. Is it better now, sir?
Otherwise, you can send me a mail, I'll answer you, yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. Just on the capex comment, I missed on that. You mentioned that around 500 odd crore was spent in Q1 and the remaining three quarters, 1500 crore, or I misread that?
Total for the FY is about 1500 crore. We have spent 500 in Q1.
Sorry, your voice was not clear, sir. Total is how much?
Total is 1500. We have spent 450 plus in Q1.
Okay, and for next year, what sort of capex one should work with?
Not at the moment. Please give me one more quarter. I'll get back to you in H1 con call.
Sure. And sir, RMC revenues were how much for this quarter and the March quarter?
I'm asking Mr. Jain to answer to it.
Yeah, the RMC revenue is 109 crore for this quarter.
Yes. Current revenue.
March quarter?
March 109 crore for this quarter, 90 crore for March 26th and 40 crore for June 25th.
Okay, and this is already operating at what EBITDA margin, sir?
I said there is no EBITDA at the moment in RMC, my friend. I said it right in the beginning.
Sorry, the voice.
Let all these plants stabilize.
Okay, understood.
You guys get guided by the huge EBITDA number being reported by one of the peer group companies where they talk of 474 plants. Now, 474 plants is not under their direct ownership. It is under a franchisee model. Maybe they are having 200-250 plants. Balance is franchisee. They just throw a number to you guys. Nobody looks at the ownership of the 474 plants. Abhi mai kya bolu bhai yaar.
And now, sir, just one small request, because we would also love to work with the console numbers. If it is possible to share for the benefit of everyone, the consolidated quarterly volumes for the last, since start of FY25.
My dear friend, any detail you want, you will get it from my colleague, Mr. Subhash Jaju. You can send him a mail.
Sure.
Tell me one thing. This hair splitting exercise increases my remunerating power to my shareholders, or it does nothing to it?
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you properly, sir.
I am saying that I'll give you all these numbers. These numbers you can have from Mr. Jaju. But does it in any way impact my rewarding my shareholders? My shareholders will get rewarded from console number only.
Correct, sir. That is why.
Console number.
Yeah. That is why.
For your comparative analysis, you want these details. To the extent possible, Mr. Jaju will share it with you. You can send him a mail.
Agreed, sir. I believe the console number is more representative of the company, and that is why it is always great to have, you know, work with the console number.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Harsh Mittal from MK Global Financial Services. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So I have a couple of bookkeeping questions. First one is the sequential change in the lead distance, and second is the net cash available in the balance sheet as on June quarter.
First on the lead distance, it has come down from 459 to 445. Okay?
Okay.
Now net cash or consolidated cash, what do you want? I can give you my investment position, which has increased from 7733. This is net cash. And look at the investment number here. Doesn't matter. You take it down here. You take net cash consolidated 7733 was June 25. It has gone up to 8348 in June 26. Investment number is there somewhere. Anything else, my friend, Mr. Mittal?
Sir, just wanted to understand from you, given that we have such amount of cash in our balance sheet, has the thought of scouting for any inorganic growth?
No, we are not in the inorganic game at all, my friend. As I said, we don't have the heart to buy a $5 EBITDA capacity at $110 and then come and have the cheek to say that probably we have taken a wrong decision.
Got it. Thank you. These are the questions.
Thank
you,
sir.
We have been in business for the last 40 years, my friend. We understand it.
The next question is from the line of Girija Ray from Nirmal Bang. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thanks for taking my question and many congratulations for one particular thing, that is the capacity utilization which has increased this quarter. So I'm very happy that capacity utilization stands at 61-62%. That is the only concern with me. So how do you see the sir, pricing is going to pan out going forward?
Pricing?
Yes, yes. Because see, we are ahead of this monsoon quarter.
I have never in my 40-year career taken a call on how the selling price will be in. Sorry. It's a market-related activity. I don't take a call. I don't want to take my investors up the garden path. You do your own estimation and calculation. I can give you a broad guidance on what the cost will be provided external environment remains same, which I have given. But price, I don't take a call, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. I have just a couple of questions. Firstly, on your...
Go ahead. We have already passed 1 hour here. I have a flight to catch. Tell me.
Just one question then. Like in quarter two, like you said, all your variable costs have peaked. So on our total cost of operations, except for operating leverage, which could be like 100 to 150 rupees, they're not looking at any cost changes quarter on quarter. I know it's a repetition.
Wait a minute, my friend. I have said that Q1 is a non-comparable, non-standard quarter. I have said that. Have we ever come down to 9% petcoke use? It's unimaginable. So, please, Q1, you grant us the leeway that it was extremely difficult for us. Can you imagine 3 cement selling maximum in non-trade, whereas last 3 years we have been talking of premiumization, we had been able to reduce the delta between the peer group and us. This is absolutely abnormal quarter. Please, give me one more quarter. H1, we will talk more meaningfully.
Sure, thank you. And just confirming, 1500 crore capex, which you said, includes your UAE expansion. So it's a consolidated capex guidance for your company.
UAE expansion. One second, my dear friend. 1500 crore is India operation. Thank you very much for pointing it out. UAE expansion is already underway. And it is being funded out of UAE operations only. We are not remitting anything for UAE. There is enough cash sitting out there.
So what is the consol capex guidance for the company as you will move to consol model now?
I'm very sorry, Prateek. I should have had this number. I don't have it. I will share it to you as soon as I go back to Calcutta. Today I'm in Biawar. I should be there by 4th or 5th. We'll share this because I just have to look at the UAE data. That's all.
Sure. Thank you, sir. These are my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Hi, I just want to repeat what I have been saying on this call. Please consider Q1 as an abnormal quarter. I expect to do better Q2 onwards. if nothing untoward happens on Middle Eastern front. Hopefully, we should regain our supremacy in trade sales. And let us see how things pan out. Thank you very much. And have a great day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.